possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember,
it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
We have a mystery man coming on the Rahimi and Harris show. That mystery man?
I mean,
Danny Parkins.
But Parko, what brings you to us today, sir?
I got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot more bad predictions.
Oh, no.
Not predictions. Oh.
There is approximately a 0% chance that Tony La Russa is the next manager of the White Sox.
There is a 0% chance that the Cubs do not trade Wilson Contreras.
QB one party!
Folks, here's a story about Danny the Musha.
Does Jed Hoyer hit right-handed or left-handed? And when I see the numbers, it's Kyle Tucker. It's Pete Crow Armstrong. They're slumping. Was Bryce Harper traded at the deadline and I missed it?
You can't take responsibility away from those guys, though.
If you could fire Jed Hoyer and hire a general manager who would get Tom Ricketts to spend like Steve Cohen, I would pack Jed's bags and put the for sale sign in the lawn in Winnetka.
And here's something no one's talking about. The McCaskies?
They have slotted you in for Hit and Run this Sunday. They would like you to host Hit and Run for Matt Spiegel.
We're back with more Hit and Run with Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
When is that?
I love it.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's one of my least favorite arguments in sports. And unfortunately for Danny Parkins, he fell right into my net on doing the whole Craig Counsell can't go out there and hit. Jed Hoyer can't go out there and pitch. Oh, but they have responsibilities. They can make the team better. As we do welcome you in to the Rahimi and Harris show. Layla Rahimi is off again today. I am Mark Grody. I am in for Lails. We are happy to have you here with us and interacting with us by phone or by text, 312-644-6767. Marshall Harris is here, but barely. I got to set the scene here because I did not expect this to be the starting point for this show. And by the way, we're going to dig deeply into the Cubs here in just moments, because last night a lot happened for the Cubs and a lot is happening right this moment for the Cubs. So we're going to get into that. Plenty of Bears on the show as well. But let me set the scene for you today. As we had our pre-show meeting today, and Marshall Harris comes limping in to the studio, to our office for the pre-show meeting. He admits that he's hurting, and we're like, appreciate you playing through the pain and all of that stuff. And then we come to the studio here where we're doing the show, and moments before we go on the air, this guy sits down, props his feet up, and he has a block of ice right now on his left leg.
That's a very astute observation by you, Mr. Grody. I would just like you to take a deep breath. How about that?
Okay.
A sigh of relief. Because you were a little tense yesterday talking about the Cubs, and in a group chat last night with yourself,
yeah,
Ray, Robbie,
and
myself,
right?
I said the Cubs are going to win this game, and y'all all acted like I was crazy.
Well,
for the record, I said nothing because I was scared that they wouldn't, and I didn't want to jinx it, so I had words.
And I think you were being a contrarian because
no, it was 2-0. It was 2-0.
No, because Robbie and I both said no. That they're not going to win the game. We both said it. You eventually did say yes. However, when the Cubs got to 4-1, I did say the Cubs were going to win.
Oh, congratulations. Stepping out on a limb late in the game. No, listen, Cade Horton is out here doing Cade Horton things, and I was not worried at that point. I was like, can Cade Horton get through this lineup, the hottest lineup in baseball since the All-Star break? And he did, like a hot knife through butter, making it happen. And now you should be a little less, well, I don't know. Well, you should just be a little less. How about that?
Well, no, one win is not going to make it a little bit less. I will say this, honestly, like after the Cubs won and the game is over, I did feel a sense of relief. I really did. Like, wins are really hard for the Cubs. Even the wins the Cubs have been getting, not many of them have been easy. There was the Cardinals game on Saturday that was a blowout, a 9-1 win. But other than that, it's been maximum effort for the Cubs. And even this was as well for the Cubs. Let's talk about Cade Horton a little bit, because Horton was magnificent last night. He goes 5 2/3, allowed one run on one hit, struck out 8, walked exactly nobody, 82-pitch performance, so goes a little bit over where they usually envision him, right around the 75-pitch mark. Many big moments for him. That last strikeout of the fifth inning against Joey Loperfido, the big curveball on the outer half just completely buckled them, and the momentum stayed strong. Even in the sixth inning, he was still throwing 96, 97 miles per hour. So Horton was, wow, really good last night.
He had one scary moment in the entire game, and that scary moment was when he had a no-hitter, because he was out here giving up no hits. He walks Bo Bichette on 4 straight pitches. He then throws balls number 5, 6, and 7 in a row to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And, of course, Vladdy's got the green light.
Oh, yeah.
And he hits a ball to the track in left.
Scary.
It was high and it was deep, and I was like, okay.
Goodbye.
But it didn't.
The fans had it gone.
And after that, I was like, okay, he's back to normal. And he strikes out a career-high 8 guys. He did walk 2, by the way. He did walk 2. But only 2.
Oh, did I miss that?
And he only gave up 0. The one hit. He only gave up the one hit, Grody.
Yeah.
29 straight scoreless innings. And when he does give up a run, it's an inherited runner that's not even like, yeah, it's your run, but you didn't give up the hit that made the run happen.
Let's hear what the manager of the Chicago Cubs, Craig Counsell, has to say about his rookie hurler, Horton.
This is the hardest team to strike out in baseball, and so what he did to a very good lineup is just a continuation of what we've seen this month or this past month. He was awesome. He was awesome. That was we've had some superlatives with him on each start, and this was maybe the best one because it was just really, really good. I thought the stuff was just electric, and so they were, I think. That's the beauty of being in the zone a lot, is that you know, that you get hitters in swing mode too. And then when the stuff is so good in the zone, it's, you know, they're not going to lay off, and they're going to, then that's when you got the strike to ball stuff, which he did really well too. So, he's pitching at a really high level right now.
I love the no nonsense attitude too of Caden Horton out there, the way he, you know, covers up his face with his glove and then he's just right into it. Even if he's shaking off the catcher, which he did do a couple of times last night, it's just a really quick, let's get it straight and then throw the ball. So the way he goes about his business is excellent. Somebody brought it up on the broadcast last night. I think it might have been Jim DeShays, that part of it is, or maybe it's Taylor in one of the sideline reports, but it was in reference to, you know, Cade Horton knowing that he's on a, you know, they're watching his pitch count, so just go all out all the time. No game playing, your best stuff, keep the velocity high, you know, none of that stuff, because you're going to be out of there after, again, what was last night, 75 pitches, or I should say 82 pitches for Cade Horton.
Yeah, and the thing that killed me about this entire performance is the fact that Bo Bichette was his kryptonite in this, because before that point, as you mentioned, the 80 pitches to get out, it took that Bo Bichette, and that wasn't a bat, right, in the sixth inning, a 10-pitch at bat to get the walk to get him out of the game. But before that, when I tell you he was cruising, that man had it in cruise control. He had the autopilot on. Might as well have been in the backseat of one of those driverless cars.
Oh, yeah. Smooth.
Everything was cool. And it's a great look to have a guy come out in stopper mode against this particular team. And now you're in a situation where you feel like the Cubs, with the father who steps up, Matthew Boyd, on the mound today.
All right, Daddy Gang.
Can escape Toronto with two wins against the team with the best record in the American League. That's all I asked for. Mm-hmm. I was like, just go get two out of three and you're good. And they may be good. And of course, they're getting help now. So it feels like things are starting to turn.
Yeah, well, that was the conflicting part of the game last night as well. Help is on the way. I don't think the Cubs have made it official yet, but Owen Casey is reportedly going to be called up for the Cubs and join the team in Toronto tonight. Again, he is the Canadian, so it's pretty cool that, you know, bringing that all together, that he might make his debut playing baseball for the Cubs in Toronto. Unfortunately, the opportunity, the cost was mighty last night, and that was Miguel Amaya with that bad ankle injury in the eighth inning, where he takes the heavy stride, beating out, by the way, doing a good job of beating that ball out, and that ended up being a really important inning for the Cubs, but he literally was carted off. X-rays apparently are negative on that, so it's an ankle injury. I don't know what the diagnosis is in terms of how long, you know, if he could return possibly this year, but it doesn't look like that is going to be the case. So because of that, Owen Casey is here, or looks like he's going to be here for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Excited?
He'll be here for the afternoon game. I am intrigued. Excited might be going a little bit far, because, hey, Miguel Amaya was a big part of why the Cubs were so good at the start of the season, because of his clutch hitting and the offensive production he brought from behind the plate. They've been lucky to not have that fall off too much with the addition of Reese McGuire, with the way that Carson Kelly has played for much of the season. So as we talk about the Cubs and evening this big series against the American League leading Blue Jays here on Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody and Falela, I have to say, it's a good situation that Craig Counsell is in today, a better one than he was in perhaps yesterday, with Owen Casey now at his disposal. But unlike what some people might have you believe, Craig Counsell gets paid a lot of money to figure it out. So now he's got to figure out exactly how he's going to use Owen Casey, whether he'll be in the lineup for this afternoon game against Justin Verlander or not.
And there's also the offensive part of this too, like continuing to track the guys that have been slumping last night. And I actually feel good about Kyle Tucker, about his night last night, even though he was 0-for-4. He did, and this is where we are. This is where we are with
Kyle
Tucker.
He hit a ball sharply.
He hit two balls hard last night. His second at-bat, I think. And then he hit a ball, which I thought, and I think everybody in the building thought, was going to be a home run. Unfortunately, it was to the deepest part of the ballpark in Toronto, and it didn't go out, and he was pissed off. You know, he let out another big F-bomb yesterday. He did batting practice on the field again yesterday. So he's really feeling it right now. But once you start to see those hard outs, those usually turn into doubles and then eventually home runs. And that's what I think is going to happen for him.
Feels like he's on the precipice. But in the meantime, shout out to Matt Shaw. Oh. Moved up in the order as we requested, but only one spot, and probably only because Miguel Amaya was making his return, and he was in the ninth spot. But Matt Shaw hits just a bullet out to left field down the line for a home run, which he kind of went down and got. And I feel
very
like
sudden homer.
It was whoa. Yeah. He cracked that thing.
Yeah.
And he also stole a base in this game. Nico Hoerner, by the way, 2 stolen bases. The Cubs are doing the things I want them to do to score besides just hitting balls out of the park. It's just they need more of their guys to be doing it.
Is Matt Shaw the real PCA? Is that what's going on here?
I need you to calm down.
Did you see him?
I need you to calm down. He
cracked that home run. You see the jump he got on that stolen base. He's out there running around.
He doesn't have a 5.9 WAR this season, so no.
I will say, last night, like, it did dawn on me, and it's interesting that it hit you as well. Like, because I've been hard on Matt Shaw. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, you know, I'm looking at him with a discerning eye. I'm not necessarily saying, well, you're a rookie, but it's been so up and down, but just watching, like realizing how athletic he is, considering the power that he has, considering the size, and then the defense. Like, he's been imperfect playing defense, but he makes a lot of plays that make you feel like he is ultimately, and maybe even now, a plus defender, a really good defender. So I'm starting to become a believer.
Well, if you believe in that, just believe the Cubs are going to be around for a minute. They're not going anywhere. They're going to the playoffs. Just, I need you to say that 100 times when you wake up and 100 times before you go to bed. The Cubs are going to the playoffs. If you just say that every day, I didn't say what they're going to do when they get there, but just understand that they're going to the playoffs. And you know what? If you want a chance to watch them, I don't know, in the regular season, keep listening. You'll get a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Atlanta at Wrigley Field. That's Tuesday, September 2nd. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. I want to remind people, Grody, we're also going to be out that way when they return home for their big series against the Pirates over the weekend. Tune in tomorrow, 10 to 12:45. It'll be me, Marshall Harris. It'll be Mark Grody. We'll be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs-Pirates at Wrigley. It's all in support of Joel Gottwein's 815 Day. While you're there, stop by Joel Gottwein's tent. Must be 21 years or older. Joel Gottwein's is the official wine partner of the Chicago Cubs.
Very nice. Coming up next, we are going to talk about the Chicago Bears. The general manager of the Bears, Ryan Poles, was on the Mully and Haw show today. Ruthie Polinsky was filling in, and we will tell you what we thought was very interesting, and it does deal with the offensive line. We've got some Caleb stuff for you later on. Bears coming up next on the Rahimi and Harris show with me, Mark Grody, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
As Kevin said, it shows our faith in him. Ryan would be the first person to tell you. We don't have the results yet, but you can see him putting the building blocks together. His leadership is sound. He's a great listener. He's a great leader. And we think he's a great talent evaluator. And we think that his partnership with Ben is going to bring Bears fans the winner they deserve.
That's Bears chair, George McCaskey, talking about Ryan Poles, the general manager of the Bears, who was a guest on the Molly and Haw Show today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And this hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score with me, Mark Grody, filling in for Layla Rahimi, who will be back in this chair on Monday. Shout out to Lails. Are you okay, Marshall? Marshall, this is the most ridiculous day of the show so far. Marshall before was literally looking over his shoulder to speak to me in that first segment because he's got his legs up because the guy is playing hurt. Now he's facing me with his feet in my face.
And that's maybe why I said the wrong name. I said Justin Verlander. It's definitely Max Scherzer that's pitching against the Cubs and Matthew Boyd today.
Text line has corrected.
Also, his feet are in a swivel chair, so his leg hurts. So if that chair goes sliding, we may also see Marshall go sliding.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Listen, I'm fine. I don't know if the Bears are fine, but we're going to find out together. We're going to hold hands. We're going to get through this. And that conversation he had with Ruthie Polinsky and Mr. Mulligan, that was interesting.
It was. Shout out, too, by the way, to our producers today, Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano. Marshall playing hurt today, so we seriously thank you for that. I love, too, that it's the most wonderful time of the year. My favorite Chicago event by far, I think, is the air show. I just love the power and the speed and everything about it.
You had me right there, because I thought you were going to say your favorite event of the year is preseason game number two.
Well, that's pretty damn close. It's pretty close. Don't, I've got my seat reserved in that press box for Sunday night. Don't get it wrong. And Robbie over here, I love it, because we all go through this like it's the, oh, God, the planes. And it sounds devastating. Robbie had never heard the rehearsal.
I'm literally so afraid. I'm like, we're under attack. This nation is done.
I got to say, like, there were some unsettling seasons for the show, just post 9/11 and just the world in which we live. It is a menacing sound with those planes sifting and whizzing through the buildings.
It takes about 24 hours to get used to every year when it happens, because I'm like, what was that? Oh, that's right. That's this weekend.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely the truth. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let me set this up, Marshall, because one thing that came out of practice yesterday for the Bears, I just want to read it right off my chart here.
I see the chart.
You see the chart? This is why I have the chart, just a reference point thing, and to make sure that I have it accurate. What I saw was, or heard was, I think from Chris Emma on The Score, is that Braxton Jones and Theo Benedet rotated first team left tackle. And then I'm pretty sure that I heard Ozzie Trapillo was playing right tackle, second team right tackle, to make that distinction perfectly clear. And then, oh, Karama Amagaji, healthy, not really in the picture at that point. Maybe he was doing a third string thing, but it's very interesting, the little concoction that we've suddenly gotten in the left tackle battle or right tackle.
We were told it was going to be a three-person battle. It may still very well be a three-person battle, but Kieran Amagaji might be out. Theo Benedet might be in. And then again, it could be a two-person battle because it might just be a 2024 undrafted rookie going up against now a guy in Braxton Jones who has all the experience. And Ozzie Trapillo, the message I heard yesterday is he's going to be our swing tackle. Is that not the message that this sends?
That because Trapillo's working out at right tackle.
Right, he's going to be the swing guy.
It would make sense. I mean, obviously, that's the position in which he played most comfortably in college. Talking about Ozzie Trapillo, did not have a ton of experience at left tackle, so that makes the most sense. And it's always why, from the beginning, anybody who asked me, Grody, who do you predict is going to be the left tackle, I've said Braxton Jones, just because I don't think it is realistic to play catch-up that fast at the NFL level in this year, which I think is so important for Caleb Williams and the offensive line, that they thrive and that Ben Johnson can do what he needs to do on that offensive line.
Yeah, not a rebuilding year. If this was a couple of years ago, you might feel differently. I think Trapillo is quite comfortable on the left side. You got to remember, back at Boston College, he volunteered to play the other side. He was originally going to be a left tackle, but he volunteered to play the right side so that his teammate, who was more comfortable at left tackle, could stay on the left side.
Big mistake, Ozzie.
Well, clearly, it's affecting him a little bit here, but I think he is still the left tackle of the future. Unless it's Theo Benedet.
Oh, man. So let's get to that. And then we'll react to this. And I have an overall opinion, too, on this whole competition from beginning until now. But as you said, Marshall Harris, and this is the Raheem and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody. Ryan Poles on with the Mully and Haw Show. Ruthie Polinsky filling in today. And Ryan Poles was asked, are we serious? Is this, I think they phrase it as, is the Theo Benedet thing for real?
Still ongoing, and as a staff, I think, you know, I think Dan Roshar spoke recently, but, you know, we're looking for someone to take that position and go out there and play free and get after it. And Theo's earned that. He has excelled since this year. Just seen the growth physically and performance wise. So he's earned really the right to get into that competition. So we're excited to see him get more and more reps at the left spot. And he's shown that he can play a little bit of right, and he's shown he can play guard, which just brings tremendous value. And then Ozzie, we got to also look forward to, you know, the season two. So, you know, wherever this lands, you know, you got to show some versatility to be active on game day and to help us. And I haven't done the study. I'm sure not historically, but over the last few years, we had to be at the very top of the league in terms of the amount of different O-line combinations. I hope that slows down, but we got that. We have everyone ready to go, and they can play both sides in different positions. So really excited to see that play out here. You would hope that it starts to clear itself up here, I would say, over the next week or two.
Great stuff with Bears general manager Ryan Poles on the Mully and Haw Show this morning with Ruthie Polinsky, and you should listen to that entire interview, and you could do that on the Odyssey app if you would like to do that. First of all, my quick reactions to that, Marshall. First of all, good for Theo Benedet that he has forced his name into the picture. Obviously, it might be by default, but I'll give him a thumbs up for that. I heard what you were talking about. Ozzie Trapillo's got to be versatile at other positions because you don't know what's going to happen during the season. My overall on this, Marshall, though, is while it feels like it's all messed up right now, it almost feels like there should be somebody who has decisively moved ahead of the other. I like that it feels like an open competition. That they're while it, maybe it's not where you want it to be, it doesn't feel like there's too much bias in who they want. They're really watching this in real time, sort of the way we are. So I appreciate that about. There might be a little bit of bias to Braxton Jones just because he's the incumbent, but I feel like they have been pretty honest about this, which usually in a football competition, they know who they want the starter to be. They know who, like, for example, a few years ago, when they drafted Tyreek Stevenson in the second round, you drafted Terrell Smith in the fifth round. They told us that was a competition. We all knew that it wasn't really a competition, that Tyreek Stevenson was going to get the gig. I really feel like this is an actual competition going.
Well, the Terrell Smith thing, you just look back at last year and see how those snaps ended up being divvied up towards the end of the year and say, oh, I guess they are on more even footing than we thought. That was a fifth round pick in Smith, fifth round pick in Braxton Jones from 2022. Here's my issue. You said, good for Theo Benedict. What about bad for Braxton Jones?
Well, you could look at it that way as well.
And not just Braxton Jones. Where'd you say Kareem Amagaji was?
Yeah, where he was working on a field or something.
What round was he picked in?
Yeah, he was a third round
pick. What year was that?
That was last year.
So,
any more questions?
The same class as Theo Benedict. I do have a question.
Yeah, wow. But Marshall just did one of his bullet point question.
No, because here's my thing.
Yeah.
I'm good with the open competition thing, but I'm not listening to Ryan Poles on this. You know who I am listening to? Dan Rochard.
Oh, yeah?
Because everything I've heard from him has been pretty blunt, right? So let's listen to Dan Rochard on him on Braxton Jones.
Okay.
Because he did not quite do the things he needed to do in that Miami Dolphins game.
On the day off, he and I had a little communication, and I thought on Friday against Miami in the one-on-ones, and I'm not speaking out of side of my mouth here, I saw him set with balance, his hips were down, and he used his length, and I saw a player that we can win with. When I watched him Sunday, as I told him, I said, you reverted back to whatever this is for you, but that's not acceptable. And so every day we have to go in, and we'll have a standard. We'll maintain that standard or hold those guys to that standard, because what he does, or anybody that's playing the left tackle or any other position, impacts the entirety of our group.
You know what I heard there, Mark? I heard Braxton Jones was good in practice, but he was not good enough in real game time action. And because of that, that's what has allowed Theo Benedict to enter into this race at left tackle. And furthermore, when you hear what he has said about Theo Benedict, I'm going to read you a quote here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things to really like about Theo. He had probably as much improvement as any player we have in the group. With that, there's a lot of things for him to improve on, and he knows that, and we've got to work on it. He is working his tail off. He has put himself in a position to go compete for a job somewhere in this group. What I'm hearing here is kind of to what Ryan Poles told Mully and Ruthie. No one has gone out and grabbed this position by the horns and taken it. And because of that, well, everybody's going to get kind of an extended look, because you know where I stand on this. The offensive line needs to coalesce quickly and early. And we were told they were hoping to get it together early. It is getting later and later. I think by the time they're going into preseason game number 3, aka after tomorrow's joint practice and after Sunday's preseason game, they have to know who their starting offensive line group is before next Friday hits.
I'm pretty much with you on that. Like I said, I thought that it would be a little bit more organized right now, but that certainly isn't the case. But I do like the fact that it's an actual and open competition.
I want to tell people they can also listen for their chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to see Blink 182, Weird Al Yankovic, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, and more at Riot Fest on Friday, September 19th. You might also get a chance, if you're there, to see one Mark Grody, because he has secured the bag.
That's right.
Or at least the tickets.
Or the wristbands, whatever it is. I've never been to Riot Fest.
That surprises me.
Which is crazy.
I feel like that's right up your alley.
It is, because, it's a little bit more classic. You know what I'm saying?
No FOMO for you this year.
No.
No JOMO either. I'll be enjoying the JOMO.
At least that's what I've been told. Let's keep talking about the Bears, shall we?
I would like that.
Yes, we're going to do that, because also Ryan Poles was asked about Caleb Williams and what kind of improvement he has seen in his quarterback. And he was also asked about Caleb Williams' ability to process the speed of the game and process what he is seeing. Those are two key questions for Ryan Poles that we will get the answer to coming up next here on the Raheemy and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
We're a race. We're on a marathon. We're on a track, and we're trying to get after it. So something I've been pushing. I've been trying to push the envelope on myself to be able to gain that knowledge, be able to gain exactly where he wants me to be, exactly in the right time. And even in practice, if we mess up, it's still all learning.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams. We will hear more about him from his general manager, Ryan Poles, in moments here on the Raheemy and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, in for Layla Raheemy again today. And we invite you into the conversation on The Score. 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to hang out with us and interact, interject whatever word that you want to say. One thing, and this pertains to Karan Amagaji, who Marshall Harris was just kind of wondering about. Good text here. It's possible, impossible and sad that none of Poles' third-round picks are on the roster. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's the part with Karan Amagaji. We were kind of, I don't remember if we were talking about this on the air or off the air.
It was off the air.
With the morning show, folks, like, is he going to, I didn't really think about this, but is he going to make the roster, period, the way things are going? When you're starting to talk about Theo Benedet versus the third-round pick, you're getting into a really uncomfortable territory with a former third-round pick.
What would that say about both Karan Amagaji and the GM who selected him if he doesn't make the team 2 years into the league.
And those who scouted him, for sure. I mean, it's a swing and a miss. I don't know, like, with third rounders, is that bust? Like, if a third rounder doesn't contribute or gets cut in the second year, are we talking bust, like, to that? I don't know. I think there's a lesser word for it. It's a swing and a miss, I think, is what it is. A bust, I think, is a reserve for the first and second rounds. It's a bad miss in the third round. Don't get me wrong.
I expect third rounders to contribute.
Yeah.
He hasn't contributed.
I just don't know if I attach the word bust to it. It's a miss. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to make sure we don't just throw the word bust around too loosely. I like that for the first round.
Well, how about
or
this?
The second
Forget
round.
About bust.
Yeah.
A reach.
Fair.
It was a reach when it happened.
A reach, a miss.
And it never stopped being a reach.
Yes.
You never did anything to prove that this was anything but a reach to take an Ivy League guy in the third round where you did.
Project.
Dealing with an injury. Project.
Yeah.
A third rounder. You can do that in the fifth round.
Yeah, and so it's starting to look like, to me, that it was more than just the Bears coaching staff making a bad mistake by inserting him in a game in Minnesota. Probably not a good idea by the Bears, don't get me wrong, but two things are right, that he also might not be that good, which is an absolute shame. It really is. So Amagaji, you know, one thing we didn't ask, too, about the offensive line before we get to the Caleb Williams stuff, too, is the why. Are the Bears actually putting Theo Benedet in the competition because they think it's possible that he can win the competition? Or is this just a good old-fashioned push from the coaching staff? We're going to Benedet you. Okay,
why?
Braxton Jones? Okay, Haw?
If Theo Benedet comes out of nowhere, because he wasn't mentioned in the conversation for a three-way battle for left tackle, and wins a left tackle position... That says a lot more about the three players involved in the three-man battle for left tackle than it does about Theo Benedet. And therefore, I don't think he's going to win the job. I don't think he has a legit chance to win the job and where you can say he won it because he's the best guy with the most talent on the roster. It means shortcomings from all three of those other players. That's what that means.
They're using Theo Benedet.
Send a message.
They have, and those players have been Benedetted. That is what has happened here. It is very interesting. I agree with you, though. I think it's got to be, they can't possibly be realistically thinking that Theo Benedet is going to line up at left tackle starting for the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings.
The only way that should happen, Mark, is if all those other guys are hurt.
Yes. And
we don't want that either. I'm just saying, like, realistically, why is Theo Benedet getting run? Because the other guys have not done well enough. So they're just opening up the door and saying, okay, next. And he's next. And he's like, even the quote from Dan Roschar, who is grizzled veteran offensive line coach, says he's got a lot of work to do, but hey, it's not like these other guys are looking great.
And they will say when they look good, and they'll tell you when they look bad. I love it. We couldn't ask for much more from our perspective here on the Raheem and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, on the score. Let's get to the Caleb stuff with Ryan Poles, who again was on the Molly and Haw Show this morning, and he was asked about where Caleb Williams has improved.
You can see, you know, for a young quarterback, you can see his progress that he's made throughout training camp and really over the last 2 years, night and day, just in terms of the operation. And there's still room to improve. But he's taking ownership of that, being open to being coached hard, and he continues to get better. You know, with young players, it's usually, you know, 2-3 steps forward, maybe a step back, 2-3 steps forward, step back. Kind of that natural progression as we've gone through camp. But I love to see him and continue to improve, you know, with the operation. And he'll have the opportunity to do that here in this first preseason game that he's going to play in.
Bears GM Ryan Poles on the score this morning with Molly and Haw. We're reacting here on the Raheem and Harris Show. I did like that he started with the night and day in terms of the operation. So, like, I don't think that that's fluff. I mean, again, it tells you how bad it was last year.
Mark's steps were skipped.
Steps were skipped, which he admitted did Ryan Poles eventually. So I'm glad that it is night and day at this point. And, you know, he said all the things that we know. It has been one step forward, two steps back, or whatever numerals you want to use for that analogy. It has been exactly like that. He, like, the big improvement, That's what we haven't seen, like the big step forward. Little steps, progress. I guess we have to believe that the big step hasn't been taken yet.
And I think he's given him some runway here. And here's what I mean by that. When you understand that the question 24 hours ago it was, will these guys even play a preseason snap? Caleb Williams and the starters. We've gone from that to 24 hours later saying, oh, Ryan Poles says they might play in preseason game number 3 as well. So understanding there may be not enough growth and not enough you're ready for the regular season that we might see this team again put the starters out there, Caleb Williams and the offensive line and the skill position players, in preseason game number 3 in Kansas City.
I liked hearing that. He didn't confirm it, but it seems like it's going in that direction. And to me, at this point, if they don't, that would be contradictory to what this season was supposed to be about. And that is, you know, a team that is better earlier this season. This is the Raheemy and Harris show on The Score.
Yeah, it is. You know what? We talked about a little bit about football. I think we need to get back to baseball, though. And here's why. You started the show yesterday sharing your most vulnerable self. You told us how the Cubs were making you feel. You were afraid.
Yes.
I want to check in on that emotion and see what it would take if it's not already been resolved by one win over the Blue Jays to see what would take you to get out of the fear. We will address that and talk about the big picture with the Cubs and, of course, the Brewers right around the corner, in the hole, as it were, when we come back with more Raheemy and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.